chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh.
Hey everybody, happy Friday. This is the continuation from last week from the part one episode of our radio show in Pittsburgh with myself, Bert Kreischer, Rory Scovel, and Brad Williams. If you haven't listened to part one, go back and listen. This is the continuation of the interview. Enjoy.
It is the DVE Morning Show, and we got the full cast from tonight's Byam Theater kickoff show of the DVE Comedy Festival. Bert Kreischer, Sarah Tiana, Rory Scovel, Brad Williams, and Bill Crawford will be on the stage tonight at the Byam, and then we have the Arcade Comedy Theater, the local stage, and some alumni, like Norlex coming back from Brooklyn to be on that one. And then tomorrow, two shows. Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson's podcast, 420 at the Rex Theater. There are still a few tickets available for that. Sarah, you're going to be on that one, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then tomorrow night, Birdcast, live at the Rex Theater. There are still some tickets available for the Birdcast.
There's thousands available, so please.
I think 180 exactly.
Seats 200. We got 180 left for the Birdcast. Caller reading out porn he likes to
calling
watch.
All
call
Starbucks
right now.
Baristas.
Call right now at the number. We'll take callers 1 through 180.
As soon as Bert said he was just going to have tabs of porn open, we lost 10 tickets. So we got 190 tickets available.
To a Mystery Science 3000. With Rhonda from the bar.
The guy from Starbucks, you're flying him in.
This is a fun game. Let's play this. Give me your phone, and I'll go into your browser history, and I'll pull up something you've Googled recently, and you have to explain it or defend it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
This is really fun. Okay.
Oh, this
here
is scary.
He's got my phone.
All right. A lot of Netflix.
Yeah, there's like...
Dogs sitting in Georgia. The Proposal on ABC. You rented a U-Haul truck? Did you? Well, you are boring as crap.
I told you, I am not.
Let me show you what a grown-up phone looks like. Holy God.
You're like, this is going to be a fun game, and then you're like, oh, no,
it is not. You definitely
don't
cheat.
Go to Google.
No, I don't do anything fun.
Okay, here
fun.
We go. Here we go.
Are you guys deleting your browser history?
Yeah, that's what
you guys deleting your browser?
Only the ones I don't want you to read.
Burn the boats.
That's not fair. I handed mine over right away.
Yeah, but you're wholesome.
Oh, I'm very wholesome.
Yeah, mine's boring.
I know. It's
Shine
just like
down.
Sid Bream address.
Shine down.
Yeah, got into a Shine Down spiral.
What?
Britt McHenry. Eat clean. It's time to change your life. Best oatmeals. Chris Hardwick.
Best
Chris
o-
Hardwick. Chris
oh,
Hardwick.
I love
Chris
that.
Hardwick.
I became obsessed with that.
Maynard James. Tool.
How many
Uber
have
stank.
You?
Uber stank. Chris Hardwick.
Is the guy from Imagine Dragons really Mormon?
Lord of Dance.
No, Lord of Dance.
Yeah, we're doing a show together.
Can I die
Imagine
from
Dragons
Jerry?
Schedule 2019.
Bird Hates Sick Kids. Martha Stewart.
Does Imagine Dragons ever have a comic open for them?
The real reason ABC canceled Roseanne. Gun violence.
Oh, wow.
Well, I just bought a gun, so I'm really into guns
no,
right now.
Yeah,
I bought two, actually.
Did you really Google the real reason they canceled Roseanne? As though everything you've been told is one thing, but if you just Google the real reason, you won't get some sort of off the book style
some
blog
sort of
that someone wrote.
Conspiracy.
Alex
like
Jones knows the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off the beaten path style blogging is where I get most of my news. I'm militia heavy style news guy.
You bought two.
Where do you get your news from? Oh, just righttoown.org.com.blogspot.
Bert, are you a big Reddit guy?
I don't understand how Reddit works.
I cannot figure it out.
And
I think
Snapchat of our generation. Right?
I'm terrified of Reddit that I want like it's like a slippery slope and
ooh,
then
no,
you're
no,
in
no,
the
no,
dark
no.
web.
You don't get into a subreddit. All I know is that like
you never. Here's what you do: you Google the craziest porn. What you don't do: get into a Google subreddit. Never, ever step in that water. That is like swimming in a volcano. You just do not do
your feelings forever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what they are, But I remember someone, I did a podcast with someone, and they were like, "Yo, did you read the subreddit about your appearance or one or something?" And I was like, "No." Okay. And they're like, do not. And I was like, "Wait,
you can't."
So now
tell
I
me
have
that.
To. No, yeah. No. I stay away from all of that. I don't read.
You
comments.
Don't have a Google alert.
I have a Google alert. You want to play a real fun game? Do you ever play Google Trends?
What's that?
Google Trends will tell you how successful you are.
I could guess.
I could already guess.
Wait, I think I know.
This would only go up for me. My guess would be so low. I'd be like, I didn't know I was there. Oh, all right.
Can I tell you secret time, my favorite Rory Scovel story, and it had nothing to do with Rory. I was on a train.
That's why it's so funny.
I already like it, too.
I had never heard of Rory in my life,
really,
right?
Just a train story.
I'm on a train from London.
Anyway, schedule was off.
I'm on a train from London to Amsterdam to do some Showtime. Showtime. Did you do that Showtime thing in Amsterdam?
Not in Amsterdam.
And so I'm taking a train into Amsterdam. I'm listening to Todd Glass's podcast. And it's right when Todd started his podcast, very early. And he has this guy, Rory Scovel, on, and they are doing... Samford and Son, Red Fox story. Have you ever heard the Red Fox story?
I love the Red Fox.
The Red
story.
Fox.
Yeah. I know this one.
So,
yeah.
You tell it probably better than I do, but tell the Red Fox
Super
story.
Super fast. He was playing in Vegas and he came out and it was like he came out to the Samford and Son theme song and then he walks all the way out there. They play the whole song. He gets to the mic. There's like, 10 people maybe in the audience, and he's just like, I don't play for 10 people. And the band immediately is like, dun, dun, dun. And he walks around. Like, the band went, no. As soon as he said it, they're like, and a one.
So I'm listening to that. And this is the beauty of Todd Glass also. And is him and Rory are high, and they are doing their impressions of, they have the theme music queued up, and they're doing their impressions of not only them doing it, but Jerry Seinfeld doing it. It was, and I am howling laughing on a train in Amsterdam. I had brought a six pack of beer, and I'm killing beers, laughing. And I became obsessed with Rory. I could tell you more stuff about Rory than Rory would be comfortable with me sharing. I barely know Rory. I mean,
I love
really,
that.
Barely know Rory. Big camper. He's a big camper. He camps nonstop. I swear to God, you probably camp, five times this year? Six times this year?
Is that a Jewish
thing? He's laughing right now. I'm being dead serious. You can go in.
No one knew. I never camp.
Oh, you can't. You're lying.
Your water bottles made of wood.
I can tell you more about Rory, and then the very first thing is wrong.
The very first thing is so wrong.
How does he like his coffee?
With Jameson.
Next thing Bert's going to tell us, I know everything about Brad Williams. He loves dunking.
Loves it. Tree trimmer. Big tree trimmer.
Every day with a good dunk.
You really don't camp?
I never camp. I never camp.
I don't know.
Well, how did you...
Man, I tell you what, these subreddits are not accurate. They're not accurate.
It's like this time I dated this girl, and the first time we hooked up, she smelled like bologna. And I go... And I was like, God, I haven't had bologna in forever. It's kind of gross, but whatever. And then the next night we hooked up, she smelled like bologna again. I go, who eats bologna sandwiches every day? And then the third night I spent the night at her house. We had sex, and we wake up in the morning. She goes, I'm going to make something to eat. Do you want something? I go, I'll just take a bologna sandwich. She goes, I don't need bologna. And I was like, oh, you just smell like bologna?
Yeah.
You really don't camp?
He's stuck on this.
I swear to God, like, he's trying to will it. I follow you truth. Online, and I feel like I've seen so many videos of you with marshmallows.
I never camped. No! No!
Dude, when you said he camped, I was like thinking to myself, oh, I would have never taken him for a camper.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? He looks like a camper.
Yeah, he does.
I have no camper qualities.
Are you serious?
I don't camp. I would love to camp.
Water bottle.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I saw the water bottle, and I go, that's so Rory.
Yeah, this is just, this is a swell, just...
He must have got that at the Yellowstone gift shop or something.
He's not going to recycle that.
They're giving it out.
A small footprint, you know, Rory, camper.
Small footprint.
He
golf shoes on stage. This guy camps.
There's golf shoes on stage.
Camper. It's all he owns. Is anything with good traction.
He wears camper shoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like he wears.
I love that you thought that, though. I want that image to be out there for me.
Try Sarah now. Tell us something about Sarah.
I was surprised when I found out Sarah's in a long-term committed relationship.
I am, actually.
Yeah. No, that wasn't as fun.
Again,
wholesome, sweet, and then she'll cut your knees out.
None of your things are right for a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's she's like with a woman, and I'm like, wait a second.
He's done no research on any of us.
He says he's our friend, and he doesn't pay attention to anything. No.
I was very enthusiastic about this lineup. Dude. Until I found out who you guys are.
Can you imagine getting Christmas gifts from Bert?
Yeah. Okay, a compass. I'll use it for something.
A Jackson Hole calendar. Yeah. What?
There's
some Birkenstocks for Sarah.
All right, I guess so.
A pride t-shirt.
Yeah, looks like I'm going to Lilith Fair this year. I guess Bert wants me to go.
Thank you for the ticket.
Fred, a set of dice.
That one would add up.
I can use the dice. I just need a periscope to make sure I know what they landed on.
Two mirrors.
Wait. Oh, can I tell you last
I'm
night?
I'm checking the crab table like I'm in prison.
Got a spy kit. Yeah.
He pulls out the antenna mirror, holds it up, and throws the dice. By the way,
Hockey Talkie's the guy at the other end of the table.
I put one of those ring cameras on the other side, and then I check my phone.
I almost got caught masturbating in front of my ring camera.
Wait a minute, hold on a second.
It's not my ring camera. Not my ring camera. Not in front of my door.
Let's reset before this story. This seems to it needs its own sort of start and finish.
I'm sweating right now. my shirt's coming off.
Okay, there's the shirt. All right, there it is.
Oh baby, yes. I'm the machine.
We can confirm it has nothing to do with the stage. He lives his life this way. The shirt is off.
It's not an act, baby.
It's not an act.
No one can write this hat.
You know what I think is funny is your tactile issues require you to take off your shirt, but not your hat.
Yeah, I'm pretty quick with the hat. I can take the hat off through the shirt.
I like that you said I'm sweating, but left the hat on. The heat often escapes the body.
The gloves.
Yes.
He's got a bottle of Fireball in front of him. It's a really nice compass. Oh. Yeah, but our phones can do this now.
Did I get lost going to his house one time? Why is he giving me this?
Why does he want me to? Is this a joke I don't know about?
Oh my God.
A didgeridoo.
A quick break. We'll be right back on the DVE Morning Show. It's the DVE Morning Show. Now, Bert is the only one not eating. Bert Kreischer, Sarah Tiana, Rory Scovel, Brad Williams are all here, part of the DVE Comedy Festival. Go ahead and continue eating there.
I'll take care of the comedy, guys. It was my Nest Cam, not my ring. That sounds horrible if I say it was my ring that I got caught masturbating in front of. That's my front door.
Oh.
My Nest Cam.
Oh, okay. That's
my Nest Cam.
Yeah.
Does it really like coming home, right?
That worked on so many levels.
How long can we go? We don't have to get off at 10.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
You can stay as long as you want. No one hears it. We just sit in this room and keep talking. And
dude, I had to do that one time for Tracy Morgan. He came in and he was way blown out. And it was like,
Tracy Morgan.
And so he was in the kitchen.
He's a beacon of sobriety.
He had just come from camping.
Yes. Our producer comes in and he goes, dude, I think you got to go out in the kitchen and see Tracy and decide, you know, what to do here. So I went out in the kitchen and he had an intern on his lap and he goes, you know, I did the I'm going to get this girl pregnant thing or whatever, you know. And I'm like, all right. And he was clearly had not gone to bed. Like, he was up all night. Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, well, we'll just see how it goes. I don't know. You know, some guys can turn it on no matter what. And he came in and he was dropping F-bombs and he was a mess. So I took a quick break and I could tell he was not leaving and he had his opener with him. Bradley was the dude's name at the time.
I killed it that day.
And he, so I was like, I got to pretend because I can't kick him out. So I was playing songs like on the computer, like firing them and then pretended that we were going on the air. And I recorded the entire thing.
Oh.
And it was just like,
and that's when you get fired. That's how you start your podcast.
Right. Exactly. Anyways, I've been doing that today.
None of this has
I've
gone
had
out.
Those nights. I've had those.
Well, he swore so many times. Just so you know, that 7 second delay, like as soon as you hit it once, it's not ready to go again.
No.
Yeah. There's a little refractory period on the 7 second delay. So like it needs time to build back up. And he was just dropping F-bombs like,
see, the problem
you know,
is
one
you
after
have
another.
One of those where you get hammered and it works out beautifully. And everyone loves it. I did one, and I drove from Detroit to Cincinnati to do shows, and the shows were already sold out. And I go in to do morning radio, morning TV, and I'm hammered. I'd poured a 32 ounce Tito's and soda for myself on the ride home, but I passed out from Detroit to Cincinnati.
That's my leg.
And then I woke up and drank Tito's Brad's and leg. I woke up and I had
a Brad's leg on my way there.
I was thirsty, so I thought it was water, so I killed it, and I didn't taste the Tito's. It was a lot of water and soda.
His tongue is numb to the taste at this point.
And I was lit, and I went in to do morning TV, and I was so drunk that I couldn't really talk much. And then the ladies, like, so tell us about yourself. And I started giggling at how silly this was, the idea that I would come on for 7 minutes and do morning TV, that any would sell any tickets. And I just go, my shows are sold out. I don't need to be here. And I walked away. I just got away, and everyone
they
started
the
laughing.
Sanford and Son theme, and you just walked out.
And then I just walked behind the weather woman, shirtless, going, "There's thunderstorms." and then the thunder. Oh my god, lightning and the thunder.
I love that everyone's reaction to it in those scenarios is always like, "Well, he's a comic, so just kind of let him be drunk in our place of work."
8 a.m.
And then they were like, "Hey, we could add like 9 shows if you want," because it went so much better than just doing.
So what he's trying to say, young comedians out there.
The first time I ever got drunk doing press was in Miami with there was a gang called the Zopounds, Zomob. It's a bunch of Haitian gangsters. Mm-hmm. And this back, you guys never lived in this world. You did a little bit, Brad, but hold on.
Was I the mascot?
No, you'd have to go in and do radio across the board. They'd have you do the hip hop station.
You
guys never had to do it that way. Brad and I, Brad probably more than you guys, but they brought me into a hip hop station. I was the one white guy, and they had the Haitian mafia in there because they were trying to sell an album. And, DJ Laz. Do you remember DJ Laz in Miami?
Pimp with a limp.
Yep, Pimp with a limp.
Yeah.
God, I told you. And so I just started drinking tequila with them. And then they all came out to my show that night. And they were calling me cocaine because I was white and fun.
Wow.
Oh, the old days of radio, huh? Do you remember when this used to be there used to be CDs on the wall?
Dude, there was we were in a 10 by 10 room and you'd sweat like crazy. That's the famous George Takei day was in that small room. Studio. And he opened the door and Bert's sitting there with no shirt on. And
is it my birthday?
But Bert's reaction, he just put both hands up like he was at the top of a roller coaster. He was like, "Oh my God!"
George Takei.
So cocaine is white. Okay. All right. I have been duped. I've been duped a couple times.
That was brown sugar.
I don't know what I've done. I don't know what I've done.
Brown, heroin and gunpowder. Welcome to the we spent the night in a shanty town in South Africa.
Where was the transition?
I'll tell you what, you'll go anywhere for radio. Anyways, I went to promote a show I had in Cincinnati.
It was sold out, but I still flew
and then drove.
Oh, don't you love alcohol? Can we go back to the fact that during the break, I walked over to get the Sprite, and Bert jumped out of his chair.
Now, this legitimately happened. Bert was legit frightened because you had your head buried in your phone, and you looked up to find Brad grabbing the Sprite, and it genuinely frightened you out of your chair.
Basically like a 1950s housewife with a mouse. Just...
I did. I thought it was a baby, and I was like, I just couldn't. You know, it's like, I just, in this realm, I couldn't understand why a baby would be grabbing the Sprite.
Right. No, we don't let them do that here. No.
That's why it scared you.
It just scared the crap out of me.
Now, are you opening a lot of sentences with "in this realm"?
In this realm.
Now that he's got a Scientologist, he's starting
exactly.
We should go back to my room after this. I still have beers, and I have a whole thing of Tito's and sodas.
I have a realm.
I'm a familiar realm upstairs.
They really don't go camping?
I really do not.
I don't know where I
googled
I got
it, and there's even on the dark web, no Rory Scovel camping. Yeah. Nothing.
How do you Google the dark web?
Well, I googled dark web. I thought maybe.
And then some really messed up porn sites came up.
Yeah. Every time I hear that phrase, dark web, I'm terrified I'm somehow going to stumble into it, like just from clicking on, oh, that looks interesting. I mean, how many clicks away are you really from the dark web?
From a lot of
where you can order a kidney.
Yeah.
I thought you could say kid.
Bert, you want to take this one?
Can you get there from simple. Pornhub?
Yeah.
Go to Pornhub and just Google kidney replacement on a mountaintop.
With Rhonda.
Underneath Christ the Redeemer. It's right there.
Bill be dead. Google Rhonda from the bar.
I did, and my computer started like shutting down.
Immediately you go, oh, this is a real porn. She's wearing a Giants jersey. Like,
when you say a real porn, you mean like real people.
No, real people.
Amateur.
Amateur, but not amateur like, oh, like not bad on a cell phone. Amateur is in like two guys.
Produced this.
Decided this is how we're going to make our million. Yep. You know Rhonda from the bar, right? Okay. We're going to shoot a porn. And the guy's like, I'm going to have to shave off everything, right? And he's like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
everything.
Do it.
Like, it's so underly produced. But it's hilarious. You can see, like, she's way too hot. They have the light too close to her face. Like, stuff that just, it's like a lighting director. You go, this is a nightmare.
That's porn commenting on the lighting?
The guy from the
bar. Oh, yeah.
I agree with that. I will look at production value.
Oh, hardcore.
Once you watch it enough, you are like, well, did they care? Is there passion?
Wait, here's my question.
Let's write an actual porn story that we can be in where the porn never happens.
MILF porn is where they drop off. MILF porn is always some lady that's like way too hot to be a MILF. I don't believe it. I want someone who's like, I want to keep my socks on. Like, I want real MILF.
Let's write a thing where we're like in it. We don't have sex with anybody.
Well,
but
we can have sex with them.
We can do that.
It's acting.
I don't think you know how accessible what you want is. Like, you could do this.
Oh, yeah.
You think Rhonda from the bar is hard to get to. That's not. You could do that.
That's so crazy. Yeah. Hey, Brad, when you watch porn, do you watch a little person having sex with a big person?
No, that's my life.
Oh, but I can't watch.
You
I have to watch.
Fantasize.
Yeah.
Porn's about a fantasy. My wife is tall. Like, I live in a porn category because my wife is Asian. So I have sex with an Asian woman. Midget banging Asian? Come on.
That's a bit. You're a big.
I'm
hit.
A Craigslist item.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. You're a subreddit, dude. You're a subreddit.
I remember
right next to Roy
web.
Scovel camping. It's me
exactly. But I remember you telling me in your single days that the ladies, was you were a fantasy for a lot of the women.
I was a bucket list item, yes.
Yeah,
and I was okay with that.
Yeah,
some people were like, "Oh, Art, don't you get mad? Like these women are exploiting you." It's like I'm having an orgasm. They're exploding me. That's what they're doing. I'm fine.
I would get exploited. I'd be fine with that.
It's fine, yeah. But now I'm married, so all those days are gone.
Sarah, are you engaged to be married?
No.
You've just been dating...
Yes, his name is... he's a sportscaster.
Right,
so.
He's on Dan's show, right?
He's on Rich Eisen's show.
Rich Eisen, sorry, okay.
Uh-huh, and no, I was just talking about the ring. Like, so my boyfriend wanted to get me a security camera for Christmas, so my sister, who's with me...
This is all pretend now, but please continue.
My sister is very protective of me, and like she never really likes anybody that I date, so she's always...
But she likes this guy.
She likes him. It's taken her a while. But she, like, for Christmas, she was like, what are you going to get Sarah for Christmas? And he's like, I think I'm going to get her a ring. And my sister's like, what?
Oh,
and he's like,
oh, God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I just want to keep an eye on her, you know, make sure, like, she's. And my sister's like, what?
like, oh, I took her romantic. To get it sized, right? Perfect for her.
Yeah,
right?
It's insured, you know. It just kept going. My sister thought I was going to. And then it took her a second. And then actually for my birthday, he got me an actual gold ring, but just as a gift. And he was so insecure about me thinking the wrong thing that he handed it to me like really high in the air.
So like 4 feet off the ground?
Like he was like, here, I got you this. And he's like reaching it up. Like he's going
to toss it to you here. Quick. That's your yours. That's yours.
You want me to jump and grab it? All
right. I was like trying. I can't reach it. You know, I was like, see, it was still in the bag, and the receipt was in the bag. Like, it was literally like he
just
was
to be very clear.
Very concerned.
When I got caught, I caught myself in the middle of the Nest Cam incident.
Okay. Yeah. What happened with
that? I'm doing it. And I realized there's a Nest Cam in our living room.
You have a cam? Okay, so you...
I'm in the living room. And I'm doing it, and I stop,
very
and I panic.
Very respectful of the other people who live there. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I realize, what's creepier, right?
Mean children?
Me scrambling out of the room, junk in hand, or me staring at the ring and finishing. She's going, yeah, that's right. This is what I did in my house. This is my... Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a power
this
move
is
now.
My kingdom.
This is my realm.
This is my realm.
No, I won't come to dinner.
Oh, God. I went on the phone to see what's going on at the house, and Bert's in his realm again.
Watching me stare at my wife. My wife's the only one that can get on and just, yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know
this
what's
is how
going
it's done.
On.
That's not in the commercial Shaq does. They don't show that part of the
they
feature.
They should yeah. all the things where you, like, Bill Burr said to me, he's like, why would you put one of those in your house? They're all over. Like you're bugging your own house. You're wiring
spying
your own
on
house.
You, dude.
Yeah.
The deep state can look at you.
We say the most horrible stuff in our house. Like the most horrible
well,
stuff.
Give us like 10 examples.
We watched Fried Green Tomatoes the other day. Isla goes, are they lesbos? Isla. She goes, what? I thought that's what they were called. I go, no. She goes, that's what I heard you say. I go, no, that's not what they're called.
But it's from the island of Lesbos. Is that, is Lesbos, well, I guess, yeah, Lesbos is definitely derogatory. Yeah,
it's very derogatory. Yeah. But it was based off of Wonder Woman and the island of Lesbos. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
not called Lesbos. Now they're just called sinners.
That's right, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Sarah Tiana.
Yeah, that's right.
Get her
wholesome brand. NASCAR's favorite comment.
It's like my favorite thing with the Redskins when everybody's complaining about them. I'm like, I know they should really change their name to the Savages. The proper name.
That's Bible Belt comedian Sarah Tiana.
Straight out of church. Just got here. Morning service.
It's got to be refreshing to be Owen Benjamin.
And just
be like,
God, I wish that's where the
care.
Commercial break set in.
Actually, we got to take a break.
Like, I'm making a joke.
No, we're making jokes, but like, it's got to be refreshing to just go, I don't really care about anything.
He doesn't. He's saying
really,
everything.
He says stuff that it doesn't offend me, but I go, oh, come on, bro. Like, he said one thing on my podcast one time, and I was like, I think I might have to edit that out. And then I was like, I guess I didn't say it.
Yeah, but it's almost like you're condoning it by letting it.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
But you're also like letting people.
Also, I got into this argument about Kevin Brennan because everyone was like, why would you let him on your podcast? He just trashes people. I go, yeah, but.
Whatever. Bert.
It's funny.
He was here last year for the comedy festival. I mean, dude, we love Kevin, but he cannot get out of his own way. I mean, I tell him all the time, like, he's his own worst enemy. And I remember
one time he was in, was it Easter?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm sick of Jesus.
That was it. That's how he started. It was Good Friday. I'm like, Kevin Brennan's at the improv tonight. Kevin, how are you? He's like, I'm sick of Jesus. Sick of him.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem with our country is that, oh, here we go. After a few cocktails.
There are
people that call you
like Kevin Brennan. There are people that feel like Owen Benjamin. And to say that we will only dictate that liberal voices are the ones that are heard, liberal conscious voices, that's a little ridiculous because there are people who, there are people that do horrible things that kind of, they find them funny.
But under that logic, somebody who says something super racist, the only opposite of that is liberal. And that's not the case. There are plenty of conservative people who don't tell the line of.
I'm not even conservative. I'm super liberal.
Wait, what?
Why are you fighting with yourself?
Nothing about your current situation that says you're super liberal.
You know it's bad when you've drank the paper or the plastic out of your paper cup and your whiskey's falling out and you're just talking about politics. And I already told you I don't know what Paul Ryan looks like. I don't even know what he does. Bro,
I don't know what Ryan Paul even looks like.
I am what's wrong with America. I am what's wrong with America.
No, that's the title of your next special.
I think you're what's right with America. You remind me of everybody I've ever grown up with.
Like, you grew up in a small town in Georgia.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No shirt, drinking at 10 a.m.
You kind of got anti-camping, right? You're the kind of guy I often see back in my campsite.
Scream screaming about what's wrong with America, but not knowing any of the people in charge.
I don't even know where Hong Kong is.
You're absolutely like every single one of my friends.
I don't even know where Hong Kong is. Maybe that's the title of your next
question. I think it's in China, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't care.
I think it is.
I don't care. I'll never go there.
I love when the octaves go up on Bert because he's so excited.
Live from Hong Kong. Bert,
I did a fist pump for Trump yesterday. I swear to God. Look, I didn't vote for the guy. But
did you, or are you just joking?
When he goes, like, when he his
he's going
to
appear if you say
Harley
it again.
Davidson, when he goes, don't get cute with us. I just thought that was great. Oh, what happened here? My arms went down. I didn't know I could do this.
Yeah, it's a chance.
I am now. I said I wasn't going to drink. Look what happened.
Yeah, now you're having fun in a chair.
I don't know that you ever decided you were going to drink. I don't know that.
I think I just said that out loud so you didn't think I had a problem.
Let him know that at least you're conflicted about it.
If I just out loud say I don't think I'm going to drink.
That's why you're thinking about camping is because that's all camping is. It's just drinking outdoors.
What if you had done this next year? Okay, next year, same group, right? Yeah. But we all camp.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Right? We get a POA? POA?
You got to have a certain number of drinks to start using future and past tense at the exact same time. What if we had done this next year? Nobody can make that sentence work.
That would also just be a fun video.
We've time traveled.
It's a fun TV show, like Bert, making Rory do all the things that we think he does.
Yeah. Anyways, let me get a fire.
It's called Welcome to Your Brand.
Welcome to Your Brand.
And I tell Rory all the things I think he does.
Camps.
First of all, he definitely drinks craft beer.
And I got to try to pull it off. I got to try to make it happen.
Yeah, you have to try to
ride
it.
Anyways, this is my favorite local brewery.
Single-speed bike.
This is my black friend, Dave.
They do a lot of IPAs here.
I'm going to just get on my skateboard?
We make everybody do their brand.
Here's my environmentally conscious scooter.
We make Brad go work at a chocolate factory.
I guess I
got to
do this today. I guess I got to make cookies for the first time in my life.
Brad, how could you burn the cookies?
I've never done it.
Yeah. I've never done it. This is what you do.
Yeah, this is your thing.
You're on Treehouse Masters.
Brad, you live in Tiny House Nation, right? No! Fine!
I have a full-size kitchen.
quick break. We'll be right back here on the WDVE Morning Show.
On the Bert Kreischer Show.
Yeah, it's a DVE Morning Show. Randy Bauman and Bill Crawford, Val Porter. We've been hanging out all morning with tonight's DVE Comedy Festival lineup.
Question mark.
By the way,
will they all make it to the stage?
Yeah, we don't know.
I promised myself I wouldn't do this. Can we get showers
the show
at the
tonight?
Bauman?
Yeah.
Okay, to everyone, I'm telling you, my favorite thing to do with theaters is shower at the theater.
Why?
Together.
You feel fresh and you like show up in pajamas shower at the theater.
They have those at hotels, right?
No. You get to shower where Ray Charles showers.
Anyways, this is our special segment, How to Tell If Your Friend's an Alcoholic. Usually starts with wear your pajamas to work. That's always a red flag. Shower at work, always a red flag.
I'm doing it tonight. Pick your poison.
I got up in your pajamas. Why can't you just still show up in clothes?
It's so much more fun to show up in pajamas.
What are your pajamas?
What are you wearing them now, guys?
Yeah, clothes.
I know,
clothes.
They're just sweatpants.
He doesn't wear a shirt on stage, but he sleeps fully clothed.
Sleep with clothes on.
Bert, remember the year?
Three-piece suit. That's my pajamas.
We did this. It was the call-in sick to work. Me, you, and Mitch Fatel had all matching Adidas tracksuits.
Yeah.
And we brought Bert brings them into the green room and
he's like,
let's go change. And Bert just starts taking off all his clothes like a kid at camp and he's wearing no underwear.
What are you doing? Yeah. I've never worn underwear. I don't like it. Why are we going to put pants under pants?
I don't think they're pants. I think they're underwear.
No, they're boxers. You wear tiny whities? You wear
tiny
whities? I wear boxer briefs.
Yeah,
so you're wearing shorts under your pants.
I wear a hybrid.
You're wearing shorts under your pants.
I'm not wearing shorts. They're boxer briefs.
They're shorts. They're thin shorts.
So you think shorts and boxer briefs are the same thing?
Are you wearing boxer briefs?
I'm wearing boxer briefs.
So you're wearing a bathing suit under your pants.
Now that I'll go with. But yeah. I will say it's a competitive bathing suit in the sense that it's so skin tight.
Yeah.
It's not holding me back from beating my last time.
Yeah.
The bathing suit from the 20s.
Yeah.
Look, when you're out there in the wilderness and there's bears, you're going to want boxer briefs.
Wicking. They wick.
Extra layer of protection.
It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're trying to start a fire with pure wood and no matches, like a real person should do, you're going to want boxer briefs on.
No underwear. No underwear. And I don't. I'm calloused. I don't worry about the zipper.
Yeah. He's like, I only want two sticks rubbing together when I'm trying to make a fire, not between my pants.
That's
not and
never
my...
with my denim.
Yeah.
And my penis is calloused.
Can you say that?
Sure.
Yeah, it's like a thumb.
You know what?
It's like a bill counter's thumb. Just and sometimes it sticks out of my pants and hitches a ride. Hey, going to Sacramento, buddy. I got some radishes.
Sacramento
the
for radishes.
We're allowed to say that on the radio is because no one's heard it before, so no one knows how to feel about it. We need someone to go look this up. You know, I think that's okay.
We've actually never had this request to get by.
We've never.
HR.
I don't know how. If I'm
I have a
or
lot
not.
Of broken parts.
That was a Roman leader.
I have a lot of broken parts.
First
but
of
that's
all,
the
your
part
liver.
About being a comic is like I like sharing them. I like sharing them.
You like
parts.
Sharing your broken parts?
Yeah, right, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
The most apprehensive. Yes.
Let's play a game called Secret Talk. Where we all tell a secret about ourselves.
We've already looked at our
women
Google
have
history.
To wear underwear. I feel like it's like just because.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
We have excretions. I think I could say that.
I don't think so.
If you can say callous penis.
Yeah.
Wait,
Sarah was arguing, not arguing, but just sort of stating, because we reset real quick. Women need to wear underwear because they have a different biological imperative.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
and
way to say.
Mm-hmm. Burr was saying he doesn't need to wear underwear because he's already completely callous.
Yeah. I got a thumb in there. Yeah. Why would I pick the smallest one in my hand? I got a middle finger.
A couple of them.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine why your wife plays defense on orgasms if that's what she's working with.
I got Frodo's big toe in there. That's what
Frodo's big toe. So wait, do you still wear thongs?
I can, yeah.
You can.
Yeah, I don't wear them because they're not comfortable.
There's no way they're comfortable.
By the way, if I wore underwear, that's all I'd wear.
Is a thong?
Yeah.
If I get you a DVE thong, will you wear it on stage tonight?
I'll wear it right now.
That's like,
Anthony, get on
that. Permanent wedgie. I just assumed that that's the only underwear he would wear.
A thong?
Is that weird?
Yeah, it's either nothing or a thong.
Yeah, there's like, I'm like
I like thong. I think my wife won't wear thong. She wears like granny panties.
Brad, are you a boxer or a boxer brief guy?
I am a whatever the hell fits in the kids section of JCPenney.
Yeah, do yours have Spider-Man on them?
Yeah, they do. I got it, man.
It's the husky. husky ruse.
That's the thing. It's like people are like surprised sometimes that I get women. It's like, yeah, I had to pick up chicks with Bob the Builder on my shirt.
Oh, please say that's in your act. If that's not in your act, I swear I'm going to throw up right now.
It needs
I swear to
be.
God, that's not in your act.
If that's not in your act, I'm going
to
throw up.
I think the alcohol is going to make it throw up more than that joke.
I'm always interested at where you shop and how you shop.
Oh, just I just walk in and say, what fits? And then
he shops at what fits.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and sometimes I gotta go to the bar and I got lights blinking from my shoes. Yeah. You know, it's just sometimes that happens.
Or... move those little skates in the heels, slide through the mall.
I'm
sorry,
Healy.
Guys, it's
have
all
you ever been to,
if I saw Brad do that, I would be so happy.
He's cut down
have
my
you ever been to a
time.
Big and Tall? It's their arch nemesis store.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was my favorite thing to do in high school. I would just walk. I would just walk into Big and Talls and just be like, I dare ya.
No. I've written 9 jokes as you said that. I've written 9 jokes.
Let's hear 5 of them.
Okay, here we go. You walked into your Big and Tall, you're like, I lost my giant.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Okay. Next subject.
I just walk into Big and Talls and then I scream at people, don't eat gluten. This is what happened.
Wait, not your growth.
You will not believe what happened to me last night.
I find one magic genie at a fair. I want to be smaller. I want to be smaller.
I go up to the Zoltar machine.
Just did a lap.
I almost went to the bathroom.
That's the most exercise Bird has done.
I'm training for a triathlon.
Any kind of movement you have is always almost something happens to you.
I almost
went to the bathroom.
His Fitbit
My
just
heart rate's
went
at 131. My heart rate's at 131. I'm not even joking.
Your heart rate's at Jack Daniels.
By the way, I was sleeping at 114 last night. Is that good?
Oh my God. I just wish that guy from Runner's World was here to see that.
I'm so tired of being big.
I wish I was big.
So tired of it.
Yeah. Brad,
my wish is granted.
Brad, put those all in tonight.
Top five things dwarves have said in a big adult.
Yeah. I lost my giant. I play one game on the Zoltar machine.
The Zoltar machine last night.
I take a nap under a waterfall, and this is what happens.
You will not believe what I've been through.
I found some magic jelly beans.
Some magic jelly beans.
I was trying to find a sock in the dryer. I fell in, and this is what happened.
You guys do alterations.
You guys do alterations.
Let's do it. Tonight's DB Comedy Fest is brought to you by SouthHillsAuto.com, Disaster Restoration Services, CW Electrical Services, Dawn's Appliance, and Permanis. Thanks to our friends from Permanis for providing sandwiches this morning. You are abstaining.
I'm abstaining. I'm on a diet. Mental health is coming to film me tonight and tomorrow. I'm doing a triathlon. I legit have a nutritionist and a triathlon coach. I'm changing my lifestyle. I don't like the way my breasts are collapsing.
Let me just step in right here. You are not changing your lifestyle.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
It's been a problem. The road's been a little bit of a hiccup.
Yeah, what length are your shorts? Are they pants for me?
They're a sleeping bag for me.
That's why I'm trying to figure out where I'm more big and tall.
He just buys socks to wear as like a tube top.
What's your biggest sock? I'm looking for a sleeping bag.
A camping trip coming up.
My
friend Rory.
Do you have a coat? Do you have a coat? I need a roof for the addition on my house.
Oh my gosh. Brad, these are so much fun.
Do you guys sell trench coats? Me and two of my friends are trying to go to an R-rated movie.
Stealing that. I am stealing that. Oh.
We need a bank loan.
Tonight at the Byam Theater.
That's all I'm going to do is stand up there and say, what are the best things a dwarf can say in a big and tall?
You can just do
that. Those are so much fun. Oh my God. I just saw Big and Tall in the mall I was in last week, and What's it like in there? I didn't go in.
Tell me a tale, Mr. Kreischer.
I'm not that guys.
It's like my Augusta National. I'm not allowed.
All right. So tomorrow, Bert is going to be doing the Bertcast live at the Rec Theater. There are still tickets available for that at DVE.com. Get those tickets. Sarah will be guesting at least on Doug's podcast. Mm-hmm. Doug Benson in town tomorrow for Doug Loves Movies, which is a blast to attend live if you have never been. Tomorrow's a great opportunity to do it. A 4:20 start on the south side. It's going to be too hot to be outside anyway. You can be inside in the AC tomorrow. Yeah. They got the health advisories out. It's too hot to go out and breathe, Val, right?
Air advisory.
There you go.
Air alert.
Yeah. Val's ready to go camping right now. She's always cold in this room. And she's got...
I'm the exact opposite.
I know. The picture of the two of you next to each other right now, it looks like you're helping him out of the water of a polar plunge.
She works for the was never
Forest.
Don't do drugs, everybody.
Women don't have jobs.
Yeah, thanks so much to Bert and Sarah and Rory and Brad for being here with us. You know, every year we put together
shows we've ever done.
Are we funnier than any of the other DBS comedy fest?
I'll say that. Yeah. The on-air part, this was a blast. Every year
stage show looks like
we're not good on stage, and that's going to come through tonight.
I mean, yes, the jury is out, is what I'm trying to say.
Major letdown.
No, we always try to put together a group of comics that have a couple of people that we've been friends with for a while, and then people that we know, a group that they're going to have a blast. And I think we hit it out of the park today. It was so much fun. And we're so glad that you guys were all able to do it. And we're big fans and psyched that you're part of the DV Comedy Festival this year. Tonight,
can't wait.
Byam Theater. We'll see you guys there. Thanks so much, Bert.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Right on. Sarah, thank you. Rory and Brad.
I'll be at the big and tall.
Huh, by far one of my favorite moments ever in radio. Hopefully Brad Williams has gotten his trench coat and gotten to his R-rated movie. What a fun time. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll see you next week.
And the radio up, I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.